How can Holder Rental Software help you to attract direct bookings? Direct bookings can come through your own website, by email or phone, on your social media, or in some cases, even in person. Did you know there are often tools built into Holder Rental Software that can help you to attract your own direct bookings? What are the pitfalls of doing it wrong and the key steps you should follow? That's what we're going to discuss today on Smashing Your Goals with Holder Rental Software. But before we get started, I'd like to share with you an article that will help if you're not using a Holder Rental Software yet, or you're thinking of changing software for your short let business. On our website, booksterhq.com, you can sign up for free for the article with questions to ask during a Holder Rental Software demo, an essential document if you're considering making any change. But now, on with the show. Today, we're covering how to attract direct bookings. And this is the second part of direct bookings. So if you haven't listened to part one, head over to episode 4, where we cover what a direct booking is and using a slick booking process on your website to ensure that your potential guests can make the booking in as few easy steps as possible and reduce the risk of getting them distracted or bored along the way and not actually making that booking. In today's session, we're going to go in a different direction and we're going to talk about trust signals. So what are trust signals? These are a technique of demonstrating that you are a trustworthy company to help your potential guests just feel that confidence in making a booking with you. These trust signals can come in all different shapes and forms, and building that trust with your guests is the collective effect of using a number of different trust signals throughout your website, throughout your business, actually, even. So let's work through some trust signals that you could use on your website so you can see the variation of options available to you. And then I'm going to choose a couple to focus on today. They can include professional photos. And actually, this is one that I would say is an absolute must. Professional photos are the win. Quick page speed. So that's how fast your website is moving when you're changing from one page to another or you're scrolling down. Does it get caught in a lag? Is there a delay loading pictures? That's all your page speed. Guest reviews, articles about your business. So that might be that a local or even a national newspaper has covered your property or your business or even yourself and put it into the newspaper or magazine. Logos of membership, payment processor logos. So that might be Stripe, for example, or Apple Pay or Google Pay or maybe MasterCard. These are all logos that you could include. A modern looking website. So that's the design of your website as a whole. Photos of your team, the history of your company. Something about your ethos and beliefs. So perhaps if you are very environmentally conscious, then you would want to talk about that as part of your business ethos. Your contact information, super important. People have to know how they can get hold of you. Your cancellation rules, clear descriptions of your properties. Again, that's a bit of a must. Accreditations and awards and social media links. And that's just a start. There are going to be others. But today I'm going to focus on guest reviews and memberships. Reviews are of growing importance within any purchase process, and this has never been so important as now with online purchases. Now, I talk about and refer to Amazon a lot because they do this so well. They are so clued up and they test and try different techniques for maximum effect. So regardless of my or your personal views of the company, they have spent a lot of time and effort to understand what trust signals are going to encourage their purchases to make the purchase. So let's take a moment to peruse Amazon. For each and every item that you see, there are places for reviews. And these include the number of reviews that have been left, the rating in stars of 1 to 5, the title of the review, and descriptive written reviews. And they're placed in different places around the page. to continuously be reminding you of the good reviews that it's got. So why do they do this? Well, they know that providing these reviews enables potential purchasers to look at the things that other purchasers have bought and read the reviews, either scanning the number of stars or scanning the number of reviews that have been left, or reading each review in detail to see if the concerns of the other purchasers are likely to be a problem for them. So, for example, if reviews repeatedly say that a product never arrived, then that is pretty damning. But if the reviews occasionally say that a product was faulty, but the provider quickly sent out a new working item, well, then that negative review could potentially be ignored. I often find myself wondering, and I was wondering this the other day when I was looking at Amazon, how a pair of socks or a 5-pack of socks can get 31,000 reviews. But when you purchase something from Amazon, it's easy to see some of the techniques that they apply in order to achieve this. Firstly, they never fail to send out emails asking for reviews of the item, and they'll ask you repeatedly for those reviews. And then when you buy a subsequent item, in their emails, they will ask you again for a review of that item and all those other items that you had bought from them. So how does this affect you? Let's bring it back to you. Your potential guests will be looking at your past guest reviews to understand what they thought of your home and your hospitality. If there are no reviews, that creates a seed of doubt. Why are there no reviews? What's been excluded? Have you chosen not to put the reviews on your website because they're bad? Or are you new, perhaps, and therefore not necessarily trustable because you've only been around for 1 month as opposed to 10 years? They'll also be looking at how you dealt with the good and the bad comments that were left for you. So there are two actions that you always need to take. Firstly, you need to be actively encouraging your guests to leave you a review. Explain to them why it's so important to your business, how you would value their feedback. If the guests book through a channel like Vrbo or Airbnb, then that channel is going to be proactively contacting your guests multiple times over a period to ask for a review to be left on the channel. Do you do the same when a guest books directly with you? And whenever you get a review in your guest book or via email, do you add them to your website? If not, why not? And those reviews that are left for you on the channels like Airbnb could also be added to your website. Just remember that you need to reference where they were left. So for example, if the review was left on Airbnb, you should say that this is a review from Airbnb because it's a technicality about ownership. And your guests will also be paying attention to the responses that you leave to each of the reviews. So now's the time to look at your replies. If in the past you haven't replied to your reviews, that's okay. Now is a good time to start. You should reply to every single comment, whether that review is good or bad. If it has any kind of critical element, it's okay, but you do need to respond to it. Now, how you respond to bad reviews is a session in itself, but it's really important to remember that for the most part, your reply to a guest isn't about that guest. It's about showing the next guests that you are respectful, professional, calm, considerate, and all the other good words that you can think of. So if you do get a bad review or simply one that you don't agree with, it's okay. Take a deep breath. Everyone gets them now and then. Walk away. Come back when you're calm. And then picture your future guest reading your response. And you write it for them. Let's consider a second trust signal today, which is your memberships. The holiday rental sector has a good number of associations that you could and should join, from the ASSC in Scotland, EHHA in Europe, PASC in England, and there are a plethora to choose from in the States and Canada. These associations will provide you with the information on how to run your business, and they're going to advocate for you with national and local government, and that is super important. By adding your membership logo to your website, you're showing that you are a professional company and you're providing a legitimate business following the rules and regulations of the industry.
Let's
let's take a moment here. I'd like to remind you that if you'd like to try out Bookster and the tools that we offer, you can register on booksterhq.com for free, and you can check out some of the great tools that will help you run your short let business. Moving on back to the second part of the podcast, Podcast Pointer. Each session will look at one solution within Bookster that's going to help you overcome a problem. Today, Adam from our customer support team has selected the guest area to help you manage your guest needs. The goal of the Bookster guest area is to provide a central place where your guests can view the information that they need once they've made the booking. This starts with their booking information, like arrival and departure dates, and your property rules. It enables them to pay for their stay and pay for their deposit. The guest area shares arrival information, such as your directions and key codes, although this is a fixed time before arrival and only when they have paid in full and they've paid the damage deposit, if that's also applicable. The goal here is to keep your property secure, and the security of your business, your guests, your property is a main focus for us, and we'll take that into consideration whenever we build new features. And once in the property, guests need information about the dishwasher, the TV codes, local telephone numbers for emergencies, so you can add all that information in there too. And when it comes to checkout, your guests can see the checkout times and your house rules about locking up before they leave. It's a very cool tool, and it's included in all the Bookster packages. We'll be coming back to managing guest needs in the next session, so I hope you can join me then. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Smashing Your Goals with Holdy Rental Software. If you liked the episode, or you know someone in the Holdy Rental industry that would enjoy it, please leave a review on podchaser.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you download and listen to your podcast. If you've got any questions, please do get in touch. You can contact us on our Facebook page, which is Bookster HQ, or you can contact us through our website, and there's more information there, and you can ask for a demo on how Bookster can help you at booksterhq.com. And remember, we believe that experiences matter. So whenever you're choosing a software service, make sure you choose one that considers your needs and the needs of your team and your guests.